You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The workshop is intended to provide a space for young refugees and migrants to explore positive mental health and well-being through applied theatre. I spoke to Vera about the workshop, and I began by asking about her experience with theatre.
So for me, I've been a writer since I was young, but I was introduced into the theatre space from a creative mentor of mine who really encouraged me to go for a writing program with Auckland Theatre Company in 2019. And it was all focused on kind of just supporting emerging young female writers who were just interested in kind of expanding their skills in the theatre space. And up until that point, I'd never touched a script. I don't think I had been to a theater show, but they were intrigued because I submitted like a pretty like solid portfolio of just like my poetry writing. So they were really interested. And it was a really wild expansion to like understand myself. I used to say that I was a really selfish writer because all I wrote about was me. And it just became a really strong outlet for me to kind of express my emotions, for me to understand the experiences that I'd been through and use this new medium to really strengthen that. So that's kind of my relationship with theater. I was really lucky to kind of continue this relationship with Auckland Theater Company. Last year, one of my shorter plays got commissioned by them and performed by the youth company. And now in this partnership for this project, it's been really lovely to kind of just carry on that relationship for the amount of years that it has.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit about kind of that entrance to theatre, because I think for a lot of people it feels inaccessible. So do you have any words of advice for people who might be feeling like they're not able to access that world?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things is it can totally feel inaccessible. Like the way that I used to feel going to theatre shows was that I was an imposter for sure. So that feeling is definitely not lost on me. What I found was like finding smaller theatres that, one, offer discounts for students, offer discounts for just young people in general, and going to any show and just checking it out. I think what I've learned more is that like by befriending creatives and people who are just like emerging theatres or emerging writers, like you can understand the hard work and the hard work that goes into theatre, and we're all just kind of like grinding out in the same way. I know like bigger theater companies and bigger theater shows, like that feels like a world away, but kind of local community theaters that, you know, perform in schools, just like in your local community, like all of that, it's such a beautiful space to kind of just start your journey. So I would just encourage people to look at, you know, the creatives they have around them, because trust me, there's at least one, and, you know, slowly taking those steps into those spaces, because trust me, they want you there.
Yeah, and now there's more opportunities opening up, and I guess you've been kind of a proponent of opening up this door as well. You have a collaboration with Black Creatives Aotearoa and the Auckland Theatre Company, and you'll be producing a one-day applied theatre workshop for young refugees and migrants to explore positive mental health and well-being. What was the genesis of this idea? How did this come about?
For me, it was a period of my life where I was working in the mental health space. So I was specifically looking at supporting young people who are accessing services and their experiences of doing so. And I have a lived experience of being a refugee, as coming to this country with only my mom and my sister and nothing else. And what I had seen was that people from my background, people who were coming from other places, people who were coming with a refugee lived experience, they were suffering in our mental health system. They were being met with practitioners who had no idea how to talk to them. They were being met with a level of cultural incompetence that made them not want to go back to the health system. And they were feeling alone, isolated, because our communities tend to hold a really strong stigma around mental health. So they couldn't even talk to their families about what they were going through. So at the time when I was working, I was just feeling really disheartened about what I kept seeing, because that also reflected my lived experience. Because not only, you know, having a refugee lived experience, I also have lived experience of living with a chronic health issue that comes with a lot of mental health symptoms. And I know that I struggled, but it was such an eye-opener that I was seeing it across my community. So when I saw this opportunity with Amnesty International to secure funding for a youth-powered project, all I was thinking of was, how can I get my people the help that they deserve? How can I support other young people like me with my experiences to talk about their mental health, to find a positive outlet for their well-being? So that's how I kind of got to the point of, you know, I found the thing that I want to solve. And through a little bit of research of my own and dabbling into theater, I realized that that could be the solution. And this collaboration is a product of like lots of years of hard work and relationship building, but I'm really proud that it's come to this place.
Yeah, and I think it's extra special to mesh something like theatre with these serious themes. How are you trying to draw this out of participants? Are there like, is there certain that you want them to be able to express themselves in this project?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we are really lucky that we have really qualified facilitators that are coming from Black Creatives Aotearoa. They're kicking off the day. They're going to be teaching about applied theatre. So for our participants who have never written before or who aren't exposed to theatre, getting a bit of a crash course in what it looks like to use narrative methodologies to talk like this. But they are coming with a really short script of what it looks like to apply a theatre narrative to a difficult issue or a difficult conversation or, you know, a conversation about mental health, essentially. So they have their draft that they're going to perform, and then they're going to provide the template slash just a structure to our participants for them to write and revise their own version of that work. So they're really providing the platform, a lot of support with resources around them, and then they're going to just be supported to support to create that work at the end of the day.
Mm. And what are you wishing that participants of the workshop get out of it?
My hope is that they find another space to tap into their emotions that is inherently aware of their culture, so they don't have to leave it at the door to talk about their well-being, that they can bring the fullness of their selves to this practice, and maybe it's something that they can take away and share with other people, and that they can look around them and see that that they're not alone in what they're experiencing, and that there's a community of people who also lean on their creativity to handle some of the difficult issues in their life, and that they can find a bit of a family here and in this community as well.
And just to wrap up, this is kind of just to throw an end there. I'm not sure whether you have you got every participant already?
No.
Cool. How can people who want to participate get involved, or people who want to learn more or even support get involved with this?
Oh, I would say jump on to Instagram, look for Black Oceania Collective, Black Creatives Aotearoa. We're both promoting the program really hard right now. So if you want to jump in, if this sounds like your type of kaupapa, I would say sign up. We have all of the links there.
That was Vera Paki, recipient of Amnesty International's Gary Ware Legacy Award, speaking about a new workshop.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.